This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Amen. Praise God. I have to tell you that things are really changing. There's an escalation and move of God that is shifting. There's an area where the Lord wants to bring us to. I'm not saying we've arrived there yet, but there's a place He wants to bring us to. And in this place where He wants to bring us, there's an area of preparation. And we've talked in here many times about conviction and about getting things straight, getting things cleaned up in our lives and so forth. And there's all of this that's going on as a preparation. And, you know, if we're not willing to cooperate, we will miss what God is really trying to do. And I don't want to miss it. And it's not about being perfect, because we're not perfect. We're perfect in Him, but not in our own self. And I just sense something. I know that when the Lord starts to put certain things across my path that draw me to get more understanding on something, I know He's getting ready to do a shift. And in the shift, there's this place where He expresses more of Himself. Every shift of God is to express His character and more of Himself. And we as the body of Christ that have been left here for a purpose, because we are the body of Christ. We are the walking Jesus here on earth. Amen? And the word tells us that, you know, all authority has been given to us, and that signs and wonders shall follow us and so forth. And there are, and I'm not saying that they're not, but there is a preparation that God is bringing to that His glory will be revealed. And in this glory, things that are evil die, and things that are, and I can't say die, but are exposed, and things that are seeking and desiring, God changes. You know, only in God's glory and presence do we change. That's where manifestations are. If you notice that when we praise and worship the Lord, you could be tired, because the enemy always wants to tell you you're too tired to make it. Amen. Because he doesn't want you to get in God's glory. He doesn't want you to get in God's presence. You know why? Because you change every time you do. You may not see it, but if you realize it, you get re-energized as you worship the Lord. If you're really one who's pressing in to His presence, and you come to a place where nothing else matters, then your fulfillment is in God's presence. You know, you can have all of these things and all of these desires, all of a sudden everything melts away. All your plans, everything melts away. And that's all you want is more of Him. That's where we are to be reaching to get into another level. If you haven't reached that yet, you can't go to the other. And in this, there is an area where we've got to begin to understand about creation. And that's what we're going to start with tonight. The glory of creation. Glory of creation. Go to Genesis chapter 1. Oh, hallelujah. We've been here plenty of times. In verse 1. Let's read it together. Verse 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What's the first thing God created? Time. Has everybody got it? What's the first thing God created? Time. And then He created what? The heavens, then the earth. So He created everything that was unseen. First He created time, because He had to create a place to put the unseen. See, anything that God creates, He's still got to put somewhere. See, the heavens are what we call the unseen, because they're unseen to the naked eye. Well, we see the heavens in another realm. We see the stars and so forth. We call those the heavens. But there's a place that is the unseen, because they didn't come forth without God creating something unseen to create something seen. So the first thing that God did was created time, so He set a place to put substance. Okay? And then it says, and the earth was out without form, and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So God created. He brought forth substance. It was through His Spirit, through His presence, actually through His glory. Everything is created in the glory of God. That's why the glory of creation. Everything is created in His glory. So in this, he brought forth substance, he brought energy, he brought matter, he brought sound, he created sound. All of these things were created. Molecules, everything created was from him, from his glory. Everything that is used is created by God. It's his. Is everybody okay? Go to Psalm 50. In verse 1, what does it say? The mighty one, God the Lord, has what? Spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down. So, the mighty God, God spoke. He did what? He spoke. Okay, in this arena of speaking, because God spoke, there is sound. There's a word of meaning. Amen. There's power. In power, we call energy. You can sense sometimes and as we praise and worship in the Lord, man, you can begin to feel. There's times you'll hear me say, "There's electricity in here," because it's God's presence. You can feel His presence. You can feel the energy. You can feel that power. So God spoke. I just want you to understand that when God spoke, He created. He created sound. It's coming out of your mouth is sound. There are sound waves that are still going forth. When God creates something, it doesn't stop. It continues. In Psalm 19, is God still speaking? Yeah. When God speaks, it doesn't stop. Does everybody got it? It continues to go. Why? To maintain everything. He doesn't stop. Just because he says one word doesn't mean it's over. That word is still going. Oh, glory. We're going to get this tonight. In Psalm 19, verse 1, it says what? The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. In other words, are you ready? His substance releases, everything God creates releases a sound. Does everybody get this? There is energy in anything. They can take and meter any kind of material that is on this earth, and it produces some kind of energy. So in this, in other words, day and tonight utter speech, and night, day and today utter speech, and night and tonight reveals knowledge, things that are being released from his substance, from his glory. It says, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world, or the end of time. Remember, God created time. He placed where there's a beginning, there's a end. So in this time, it's almost like if you were to get an aquarium and fill it up with water, and that water is maintained. It just, and it doesn't never evaporate. And it's always staying. In Psalm 148, so all creation, I want you to grab hold of this, all creation has meaning. Everyone say, all creation has meaning. And everything of God's creation, there is power, glory, and sound of God. There's the power, the glory, and the sound of God. Everything that he's created. In Psalm 148, is everybody there? Starting at verse 1. So all creation is emitting or releasing something. You know, you think about this. When God wrote with his finger on the tablets, the Ten Commandments. Did those tablets speak? Yes. Did they have a message? Yes. There was already emitting something before he even put his finger in it. Hang tough. We're getting to a place. In Psalm 148, read it with me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. So listen, do the stars praise him? Does the moon praise him? Does the sun praise him? Yes, all creation worships him. Everything that he has created worships him. Everything. Verse 4. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were what? Created. He also established them forever and ever. Let me share something with you. Everything God creates, I want to grab hold of this, is not destroyed. It will change form, but it's not destroyed. In other words, you can build a house and bust it down. We call it destroying because of the natural eye. You can take wood and burn it. Well, what does it turn to? Ash. Everything that he creates cannot be destroyed. It just is turned into another form. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Verse 6. Is that where we're at? 9? No. Let's start at 5. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. That's it. And made a decree which shall not pass away. So what he creates cannot be destroyed. Everybody got it? Even though we use that word destroyed because it is brought down, maybe its structure is destroyed down, but it just turns into another form. Verse 7, praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all the depths. So even the creatures praise him. Fire and hail, snow and clouds. Look at everything that he creates praises him through sound waves, through something. Has everybody got it? Stormy wind, fulfilling his what? His word. Mountains and all hills. Fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle. Creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all peoples. Princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men and maidens. Old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heavens. There's talking about a fourth dimension here where the substance of time has been removed. And he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all of his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him, praise the Lord. Again, everything that has been created is created from the glory of God. It's the glory of creation to praise him no matter what it is. It's everything is emitting praise to him. In Genesis chapter 2. In Genesis 2, in verse 4, it says, this is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Before any planted a field was in the earth and before any herb of the field had grown. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the what? Dust. This word dust means the smallest of molecules or smallest of particles. He didn't say he formed man of mud. He said he formed him of dust. Of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a what? Man became a living being. Again, the word dust is the smallest created molecules. The DNA of creation of man was brought forth by the glory of God. When you understand the DNA of man in creation, it doesn't change. Everybody has there's a certain specific DNA in every human being that maintains mankind. In fact, it is so powerful that when the DNA, even its structure itself of DNA, is constantly repairing itself. It's constantly, so anyone that tries to deny that there is a God, for if it's constantly repairing itself, that means it has to have information, doesn't it? Well, information doesn't come from nothing. It comes from an intellectual being, and his name is God or Jesus. But it's unique in how we are made ourselves. Hallelujah. So God, the creator, here the creator himself, did a voluntary act in creating man. Out of his love and compassion for man, it was a voluntary act. I'm creating man in my image and in my likeness. In other words, I'm sharing my substance that I created with them, and we're going to be of the substance. Is everybody okay? So when man dies, what did he say? He said, if you eat of this tree, you're going to die, right? Remember? Okay. But is he actually destroyed and put away? No, he goes from what? He says, in dust you came and dust you will what? Return. So that substance that he created is always there. It can never be destroyed. Go to Colossians 1. Colossians chapter 1. In verse 15. Is everybody there? Colossians 1, chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15. It says he is the what? He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him what? All things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and what? For him. Verse 17. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Does everybody see this? So again, all things were created by him, by his glory. Everything that is still sustained by him. When the Lord created Lucifer, he used Lucifer to breathe through, to resonate worship, a sound. Worship. It was to keep everything so that everything was constantly being fed. Everything was constantly being ministered to. Everything. And then Lucifer became prideful and rebelled against God. And Luke chapter 19, yeah. Luke chapter 19. So if all things were created by the glory of God, right, then we talk about God's presence. Now, there's the presence of God, there's the anointing of God, and there's the glory of God. In Luke 19. So if, again, I want to share this with you that if all things were created by the glory of God, one of the things we want to reach for is where? The glory of God. That's what we're going to. That's what we want to reach into. That's what we're seeking. This is what we're getting into. It's called the glory zone. We'll talk more about that later. But in this, so we have God's presence. We have God's anointing, which is his eternal presence, power, and truth. And then we have God's glory, which is the manifestation and the closest of God, because God is glory. And in Luke 19... Hallelujah. Is everybody there? In verse 37. Luke 19 and verse 37. And it says, and then Jesus was drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives. The whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Why? Because the stone, everything that God has created, even what we call things of stones cry out. They cry out. Everything releases a sound wave. Everything has some sort of energy to it that God has created. And Isaiah 55. You know, think about Edison and how he was able to capture substance and how he was able to recognize that it was there and turn it into usable electricity. Hallelujah. I mean, we have lights now. Hello. In Isaiah 55. Hallelujah. And verse 10. Let's speak it together. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with what? Joy, and be led with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. Whoa. And all the trees of the field shall what? Clap their hands. If you've ever noticed that if you're in the fields or and the wind's coming in and so much, you can watch the trees like praise and worship. You know, you can see them. They're praising and worshiping the Lord. They got their own sway, you know. But everything, why does everything grow up, you know? I mean, we know that some of the, we got carrots and stuff, but there's still the green grows up. Amen? And the trees shall clap their hands. I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming in the arena that everything that God has created praises him, worships him, everything. Because it is substance. All right, let's go a little further. Acts 17. Everything is made from the glory of God. I believe that we're going to be entering an arena, and it's an arena that will be a glory zone. But I believe that there's got to be an impartation for a hunger to get there. One of the things Moses said is, show me your glory. And God spoke to Moses face to face. And he still said, show me your glory. In Acts 17 and verse 22. And then Paul stood in the midst of Areopagus and said, men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through the and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, therefore the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Everyone read 28. For in him we live, move, and have our being, as also some of your prophets have said, for we are also his offspring. So in this right now, everything that you see, everything that has been created, we live and breathe and move and have our being in him. We are in him. The whole universe is in him. Everything is in him. Has everybody got this? Everything is associated with substance, things that he has created. It came from his glory. He creates from his glory. So if everything is of basically created from same substance, amen, then there can be a almost like a intermixing of the same thing. In other words, you can take clay, right, and he uses that illustration. He says that he is the potter and we are the clay. He can mold us any way he wants, can't he? And then he says when it's marred, when it's messed up, it's got a crack in it, a hole in it, or a leak, slam. Slaps it back down and remolds it again, but it's the same substance. And we've got to begin to look in this arena and look at God more as creator and a part of the substance, and that substance is from him. That's why we were known as his offspring. That's why he said we will create man in our image and likeness. Because there's something more he wants us to grab hold to, and that's more of creation. He's looking for us to get into a place as co-partner in creating. There are people that need arms, legs, eyes, and everything. And I'm telling you that there's a preparation for the body of Christ to begin in the glory of God to begin to create. And it's really not created. It's already been there. Amen. Calling those things not as though they are. Genesis 4. So even the things that don't have breath praise the Lord, don't they? Genesis chapter 4. Is everybody there? In verse 19. Let's speak it together. Genesis 4:19. Hallelujah. Genesis 4:9. I'm sorry. Genesis 4:9. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel your brother? And he said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood, what? Cries out to me from the ground. So even his blood substance is crying out. Does everybody get this? So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and vagabond you shall be on the earth. So in this, we see that even blood cries out. Because the Bible says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. In Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's speak this together. Now faith is the what? Of the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to say this again. Let's speak it again. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, now, substance is energy, it's matter, it's sound. Substance is existence. Nothing can be created. If something's created, it becomes existence, right? It's created by the Creator. It may not be visible to the naked eye, but the substance is still there. So we see here that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen by the naked eye. So there is the substance. So in faith, faith brings us spiritual sight. So what knowledge does is bring you to see spiritually. Now you have faith. There's no such thing as blind faith, and I want to say that again. People will say, well, I'm walking in faith. I'm blind faith. There's no such thing. That's called assumption. An assumption is dangerous. That's why the Father said, Jesus said, I don't do anything unless I see the Father do it first. See, you and I are supposed to walk in both realms. When God speaks, we see. When we see, then we move. When you don't know what to do, you don't do nothing. You wait. Amen? Of course, the devil would like to tell you all kinds of things to do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. Let's speak it together. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom from God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would have not have crucified the what? The Lord of glory or the Lord of creation. But as it is written, eye is not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. And that's what's being released tonight. The Spirit is grabbing hold of me and you to search more of the deeper things of God so more things can be released. Is everybody okay? The Lord of glory. In other words, he is the Lord of the realm of glory. In Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Glory of creation. Now everybody knows the John 3:16, so God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, right? So in this, what was he doing? He came to rescue his substance because it's his. He saw that it was turning into another form by the enemy. And he says, I want to restore. That's what salvation is, to be salvaged, something that's been lost. So he came into this world to restore, rescue his substance and put it back in its form that he originally intended it to be. Is everybody all right? So does sickness cause another form? Good. Hold on to that. All of these things that cause another form. I said cause another form. God wants to restore. So you and I have the ability to actually recreate. But this can only happen in the glory of God. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, let's speak it. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. In other words, we know the substance. The substance is of God, isn't it? We see it now. We know it's there. Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifested in them. I'm going to say it again. Because what may be known of God is manifested in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than what? The Creator, who is blessed forever. In other words, we've got to begin to look more of Creator. We have been created in His image and likeness, so we are cooperating with the Creator as co-creators. And we've got to begin to look at this, that everything that was created is already there. It's already there. In Romans 8, in verse 19, let's speak it. For I consider that the what? Oh, 19. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the what? Revealing of the sons of God. So even creation itself, the things that God has created out of the same substance, is waiting for the sons of God to take them, to return. Does everybody got this? So that they come under the authority of the body of Christ, the sons of God, the body of Christ, no longer under the authority of Satan, because that's what they're under now. For creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself also be delivered from the what? Bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. In other words, we are eagerly waiting to be recreated into the original state that God desired for me and you to be, waiting to be restored to the original state. And that can only be done in His glory. That's what will happen when we're got when we're out of here, or when the glory of God comes. In Psalm 139, the glory of creation. Psalm 139 and verse 13. Psalm 139, verse 13, let's read it. For you formed my what? Inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was hidden from you when I was what? Made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my... your eyes saw my substance. In other words, he wasn't created yet. He just pulled it together. The eyes of God saw the substance. So he knew you before you were even formed. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God, and how great is the sum of them. I should count them. If I should count them, it would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Colossians 2. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Colossians Colossians chapter 2 and verse 11. Let's speak it together. Colossians 2, 11. In him you are also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped away the handwritten requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come. But the substance is what? Of Christ. The substance is of Christ. In him is the substance of Christ, the creating glory of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, but the substance is Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody there? Verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. This may bring this scripture more alive to you than ever. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, well, Christ is the substance, isn't he? He is a what? Oh, well, hallelujah. He's a new creation. And old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. New creation. You know, I can only share with you that when I had my visitation from the Lord and the glory of God came upon me, I was not the same. I was a new creation. When people are baptized in the Holy Spirit, they are a new creation. When people receive the seed of Christ, that new creation is processing. So everybody got it. And in that process, the Spirit comes and begins to fill us. And also we get a thirst and hunger for more of the things of the substance. That's God's word also, isn't it? We are hungry. That's why he says, man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So everybody got that? Because that's his word. Now that becomes substance to me and you. Is everybody okay? And that's why we have communion. It's a representation of his substance. And I want to close at Galatians 6. The glory of creation. Galatians 6. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me. Why is it crucified to him? Because he is a new creation, and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a what? New creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my own body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Again, we are now looking for the glory of God. And in this glory is where creation comes. There's a cooperation in the glory of God, and we're going to be talking about this Sunday, God willing, for recreation. Calling those things that are not as though they are, because they're really there, aren't they? Because the substance is Christ, because we live and have our being in him. We've got to begin to see God as creator. We see him as God, we see him as Father, we see him as Lord, and we've got to see him more in the area of creator, because he's a loving Father that wants to heal his people. Amen? He's a loving Father who wants to rescue his people. But there are certain things that need to be recreated. There are a lot of people that need to be recreated that are lost. Amen? So we need to get ready for what's getting ready to happen and stand in boldness and truth. But we need to clean up our lives to walk in the glory of God. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask, Master, that the seed that's been imparted will be protected by the blood of the Lamb and grow and bear fruit for your glory. I want to thank everyone here that has participated and all the listeners that have watched tonight. I ask you to continue your growth in the Spirit and go to theeternallibrary.org. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, sanctify you, fill you, kill you, and recreate you in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.